I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 30th. Heaters in a basement are believed to be responsible for starting a small fire at a Quincy apartment building early this morning. Officials say the fire broke out at a basement wall at 50 East Squantum Street, right behind North Quincy High School, just before 4 a.m. All of the occupants were safely evacuated, and the fire was quickly doused. Damage was minimal, and all residents were allowed to return to their apartments. Firefighters cleared the scene in less than an hour. A ban on single-use plastic shopping bags in Quincy will be reinstated this Friday. City officials say effective April 1st, disposable plastic shopping bags can no longer be provided to customers at checkout retail establishments. Now, there will be a one-month transition period to allow stores to use up their existing inventory of plastic bags. However, the bags will no longer be provided as of May 1st. The ban on plastic bags in Quincy was suspended due to the pandemic. Future development in Wollaston Center will be discussed during a special meeting of the Quincy Planning Board today. The board will consider making Wollaston Center an urban revitalization district. That would make it easier for developers to make investments in the area. Mayor Thomas Koch says that some public investment is needed to help spur private companies to redevelop Wollaston. Today's meeting will be held remotely at 5:30. The Housneck Community Council will be holding a blood drive for the American Red Cross today. That drive is from 2 to 7 p.m. at St. Thomas Aquinas Hall on Darrow Street. Appointments are required. Go to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Several Boston police uniforms were stolen during a break-in at a Weymouth supply store. An intense police investigation is underway after the uniforms were taken from Andrea's Police and Fire Supply. The break-in happened over the weekend. Sources say the suspects got into the store by cutting through drywall and stole at least four Boston Police Department dress coats, a leather jacket, and pants. Detectives went door-to-door at the strip mall business looking for surveillance video and witnesses. Police have some evidence and are hopeful they can solve the case before the Boston Marathon, which is just weeks away. The Boston Police Intelligence Unit is monitoring the situation and has sent out an advisory for officers to remain vigilant. Well, the MBTA has resumed service on the Orange Line between Back Bay and North Station, effective immediately after it was halted on Monday. The subway line was suspended due to concerns that it might not be safe as a result of that partial garage collapse near Government Center that happened on Saturday and killed a construction worker. Service was halted so that engineers could evaluate the safety of the subway line. The T says that trains will travel at reduced speeds between Back Bay and North Station, and that trains will bypass Haymarket Station for the time being. The Green Line will still be suspended between Government Center and North Station. And beginning this morning, the shuttle buses that had replaced Green Line trains between those stations will be stopped. Instead, passengers can take the Orange Line. House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy says the state government can divest its pension money from Russian-aligned companies, voicing new optimism after previously calling the move too difficult. Mariano told reporters that the move is now possible because the Russian stock market, which was closed when he warned on March 15th that it wouldn't be worth trying to untangle state holdings from Russian-aligned companies, has since reopened. The Senate last week included the divestment in its version of a $1.6 billion supplemental budget, embracing a proposal the House previously cast aside. Mariano now says Massachusetts is able to divest pension money from Russian markets. Treasury Deborah Goldberg has said she would support divestment, but would need legislative authorization. The State Pension Reserves Investment Management Board, which Goldberg chairs, previously estimated that the state's $104 billion pension fund has a $140 million exposure to Russia. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu said her office is still working to reach a resolution to the outdoor dining fee controversy in the North End. City announced earlier this month that North End restaurants would have to pay $7,500 for outdoor dining, a fee not being imposed on eateries in other parts of the city. Yesterday, Wu held firm on the fee, but said restaurants could apply for a hardship waiver that could drop the fee to $5,000 or $3,000, and offered the option to pay the fee in monthly installments. Last week, a group of North End restaurant owners said they were prepared to sue the city and Wu if the hefty fee stood. Other restaurant owners are now working with the mayor on a compromise. Wastewater data in Massachusetts is showing a slow uptick in COVID levels across the state. The percentage of positive cases detected is now at its highest level since the second week of February. It comes after the CDC warned that the Omicron subvariant BA2 now accounts for more than 70% of the cases in the Northeast. That subvariant is currently fueling surges in Europe and Asia. Samples are taken at the Deer Island treatment plant three times a week. The wastewater tested flows in from 43 communities, including Quincy. The testing detects the virus from people who have symptoms and from people who don't. The Department of Public Health reported 2,430 new cases. On Monday, the seven-day weighted average of positive tests in Massachusetts is now just over 2%. It went over 2% at the end of last week for the first time during the month of March. Check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 338. NASDAQ rose 264. The S&P added 56. Asian stocks followed Wall Street higher. The dollar is down. The euro rose. Oil at $105 a barrel. Sports. Toronto beat the Bruins 6-4. Celtics will host Miami tonight at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy and not as cold, a high 49. For tonight, cloudy, a low of 21. Scattered showers throughout the day tomorrow, high 62. Friday, scattered showers, high 63. Sunshine, 55 on Saturday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. West wind gusting to 20 knots. High tide right before 11 a.m. Sunrise at 6:29, set at 7:07. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, March 30th.